Hello there.
My name is Connor Martin, and this is Performing Health, the podcast all about health, safety, and well-being in the performance arts. Today, we're going to be talking about nutrition and about how having a balanced diet is crucial when one is striving to work within the performing arts industry. As always, I would like to begin with some definitions to help us understand this topic further. MedicineNet defines nutrition as the process of taking in food and using it for growth, metabolism, and repair. The nutritional stages are ingestion, digestion, absorption, transport, assimilation, and excretion. Of course, the most important part of the nutritional cycle is how we take our food and convert it into energy. As anyone would know, energy is crucial when trying to complete any task, and is especially so when working within the performing arts industry. Med India defines energy as the capacity to do work. Through the process of digestion, we convert food into energy. So why is having a balanced diet and good nutrition so important, especially within the performing arts industry? Well, without good nutrition, our bodies would not be able to function correctly. Having a good diet promotes our bodies to grow naturally, to develop naturally, and to age naturally. In fact, eating well can often help to prevent some chronic diseases. Of course, for the performing artist, all of these points are incredibly important. Whether you be an actor, dancer, even a director or a member of stage crew. What's most important, especially for actors and dancers who may be on stage rehearsing for hours or doing a full run of a show for multiple nights during a week, it is incredibly important that they have the energy that is required for the intensity of doing such performances. Therefore, the performing artist needs to ensure that they have a balanced diet, while also ensuring that any other expansions to this diet are met. But of course, it is also incredibly important to eat the amount of food that your body needs, and not just to go by what some piece of research on the internet says. You'll find a lot of places online will try to give you an accurate measurement for how much of a particular type of food you should be eating per day. But of course, the science is not as simple as that. To put it simply, every person's body requires a different amount of nutrients in order to function correctly. And it's up to you to find the correct balance that your body needs so that you can work to your full capacity. It is essential that a person has a plan in order to meet their dietary needs. As discussed before, every person's body is different and requires different things. Therefore, a dietary plan will be different depending on who you ask. One person may need one type of food more than another. If one is confused about how to properly organize what they eat, a great place to start is with a food pyramid. Over the years, the food pyramid has been in many incarnations, but the one I will be discussing today comes from the Department of Health itself, on the website healthyireland.ie. This food pyramid places vegetables, salads, and fruit as the most essential part of anyone's diet, recommending that they have 5 to 7 servings a day. Wholemeal cereals, breads, potatoes, pasta, and rice, most of the foods that have carbohydrates, are second from the bottom, which people should have 3 to 5 servings a day. Above that, milk, yogurt, and cheese, your dairy products, are recommended to be having 3 servings, while meat and fish and eggs, things that have protein, I recommend to have two. While other things, such as fats and oils that you find in butter, recommended to have in very small amounts. At the very top of this pyramid, even going as far as to say in its own little section, is junk food. This pyramid recommends that you not eat this every day, but you should not neglect yourself from having something like this. It is incredibly important to treat yourself. We all deserve a little reward every now and again. But what about your food plan when you're doing rehearsals? Because different methods of dieting should be implemented in these places. Of course, this shouldn't stop your normal routine. If you're out of rehearsal time, your dietary plan should follow as it always has. But what you do in rehearsals should differ slightly. Because rehearsal time and performance time is usually very intense, it is important that you eat foods that provide high energy. Protein bars are a good example of this. Some recommendations for meals I would suggest are to have plenty of fruit, and a main meal could involve chicken or pasta, as they are good for building up energy. It is also important that you drink plenty of water, so as that you don't become dehydrated. But don't be afraid of snacks. Just because you're busy rehearsing doesn't mean you can't enjoy yourself every now and again. For me personally, whenever I'm rehearsing, I like to ensure that I have a sufficient amount of food to keep my energy levels up, and that I have plenty of water to drink, so as that my voice doesn't go, and that I'm not dehydrated while I perform. To conclude, I'm going to leave you with a quote from Alexi De Marca, who discusses healthy eating. Healthy eating means eating the foods and quantities that your body needs and wants, while trusting that it knows best. Thanks for listening.